The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And here we are once again on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you 5 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Getting closer to Christmas we are. And of course, we just had Jason Dirkovics from Grown by Nature Pro Magnesium on sale 10% off this week on our show. These are 100 milligram per tablet potency combined in a probiotic culture, which is a non-dairy yogurt. It's an organic matrix form of magnesium, which is super potent. And you take them, they'll make you feel impotent. Yeah, I didn't say impotent. I said impotent. Very impotent. I take them because of leg cramps. And I just can't wait to get them. I had two of these 60-tablet glass bottles ordered here from the Power Mall. So can't wait to start taking them. We got 10% off North American Urban Spice products. And, of course, as you know, Stephen Harkins was on the show yesterday with us. OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle is still on sale for $53. You get two silver lozenges, a vitamin C, and a vitamin D. And don't forget to add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and the OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million, to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. For those of you needing a printed catalog, we've got them available. All you have to do is call Jay at 877-817-9829. We'll hook you up with the catalog in print form. And, of course, if you want to make more money with us, all you have to do is just ask us about a link to share with your friends and family on your online site, your website, your emails, social media, whatever the case may be. You can email support at thepowermall.com. We'll give you 10% for everything that your friends and family buy and all the links that you send out, whatever they do to shop at the Power Mall. I've got one on my cloudedtitles.com website. It's the actual banner. And, of course, I got the software so I can track how my sales are doing. We're now taking orders for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Foods and Seeds as well. You can call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com, and the orders are going to be drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest, but we get the benefit, and that keeps us on the air. So we appreciate your calling up and ordering those. Can't ever be, safe than sorry thing? I was going to, open the show with a little excerpt from one of cartoons I used to watch. And, he'll sleep till noon, but before he starts, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Jellystone Park. But Yogi, what about the ranger?
Dick, what a ranger, boob! I'm going to Jellystone Park and get in their picnic basket, eh?
Yeah, see, that's, clowning around. Well, I'm actually clowning because I'm likening the clowning to what's going on in D.C. because they're all a bunch of ass clowns. And that's the reason I brought it up, because they'll steal you blind. They've been doing this to the tune of $6 trillion a year.
And nobody's paying any attention.
Guest today, you're going to love this. For those of you who like arguendo, the Texas Nationalist Movement has filed a class action lawsuit against Facebook for censorship. And we're going to be talking to their lawyer, Paul Davis. He was fired for the January 6th protest. He made national news after a radical left journalist for Salon made a viral tweet in which he posted a video ripped from Paul's Instagram story of Paul protesting in front of a line of police outside the U.S. Capitol and falsely accused him of storming the Capitol to stage a coup against the U.S. government. Tagged Paul's employer, Goosehead Insurance, who fired Paul from his position as an in-house employment lawyer and human resources director. So TNM has officially uncanceled Paul Davis, and he'll be joining us at the bottom of this hour to talk about this nonsense of what Facebook is trying to do right now, removing the case to federal court from state court. Obviously, we knew they were going to do that. And we'll talk about how the government and how it would be any better after Texas, for those of you who need a legal take on things. Carl Schramm, professor, economist, author, and entrepreneur, will be joining us at the top of next hour. The topic, reform the CDC before another pandemic hits. You think? Of course, now, if you're listening to the Power Hour on shortwave, please understand 13.845 is going to go away if we don't start getting more listener support and donations. We appreciate everything you're doing. The best way to do it is to buy stuff from the Power Mall. And don't forget to shop with our partners such as EMP Shield and Lion Energy Products. If you don't have your solar powered generator to help keep your refrigerator and other small appliances operational if we suffer a grid collapse, you really need to invest in that. I mean, we're talking, you know, less than $3,000 basically to be able to keep your basic functions going. If you have to live on oxygen or CPAP or some other machine that is life-saving, well, you might think about getting some of that protection from Lion Energy to make sure that those stay running. Because if they don't, and you're needing to stay on them for emergency purposes, you're going to die. If EMP hits, and it might not be an overhead nuke, of course, can't rule that out. Heard Stan Dale talking about it. Skousen wrote about it in his strategic relocation book about the potential, where things are going. He's been keeping political tabs and a lot of stuff. I'd love to get Skousen on the show because I'd go through this book line by line with him and ask him, why did you rate this a 4-star? Why did you downgrade Utah from 5 stars to a 4-star? You know, a lot of it has to do with the politics, folks, and he writes about that. Because if the politics gets ugly, you're not going to survive, just the way it is. And we appreciate you also following us on social media at Power Hour Nation, wherever you go. We're also on Truth Social at The Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. And of course, if you sign up for the newsletter, remember the Power Mall and Power Hour newsletters are separate. You sign up for each on their respective websites, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Now, to show you tit for tat, and this is a very, you're talking about equity here, an inequitable trade. What did this basketball star learn? You don't try to smuggle pot into Russia. She was reportedly released by Russia in a prisoner swap for a notorious Russian arms dealer, Viktor Bout. According to U.S. official. And of course, Griner got 9 years in the gulag for smuggling cannabis into Russia. So what did Biden do? He authorized Viktor Bout, or is it Boot, whatever,
Boot,
to be released from prison and returned to Russia. So he's going to escape 25 years of federal prison time. He served half of the time in prison he got in 2011. And see, rumored as a potential prisoner worth exchanging in August, critics of the deal said Bout should remain behind bars because he's one of the most dangerous criminals in the world, known as the Merchant of Death. He wants to see Americans killed. He's a Russian arms dealer. So you be the judge. Was it a fair trade? In the meantime, the Russians still have Marine veteran Paul Whelan. Biden left him there. I would have much rather have seen U.S. Marine veteran Paul Whelan come home rather than Brittany Griner. But Biden has to make a point. He has to make a point of how stupid he is. He talks about equity. Well, there's your demonstration, folks. It's all about equity with Sleepy Joe, Hair Sniffer Joe. Joe, I still want to know what you did with Ashley in the shower. According to her diary, you did something more than just sniff her hair. Perv. And of course, the point about the Brits and the revenge of the technocrats, well, these people have learned nothing. There is no practical way of going back to before 2016. Already in 16, the world had not fully recovered from a near catastrophic financial crisis, which all these people, these technocrats, had given us. I mean, 2016, anybody, I wrote about this in Clouded Titles. And of course, it's always the banks. And you've called me on this. You've actually gotten on the phone at 844-769-2944 and told me that wars are all about banks making money. I get it. It is. You're right on. I'm not challenging your thought processes at all because they finance both sides of the coin. Well, see, and look what happened when...
Well, I think everybody ought to have a house. It's the American dream. Remember that?
In 1999, Clinton, Slick Willie, signed off on the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, which repealed Glass-Steagall, which was passed way back in the Depression era, which basically said the banks can't play in the securities market. Well, when he repealed it, guess what the banks did? Jumped right in there full tilt boogie. I wrote about it in the book Clouded Titles, which is available at the Power Mall. Limited copies, by the way. And that's the Mayday edition. I describe all about what happened and what the end result was. And the fact that they not only got in the securities business, but they did not even abide by their own rules. And then when all of a sudden people who didn't deserve to get these loans couldn't pay them, they foreclosed and immediately started to steal their properties using phony documents created by third-party document mills and servicers, bogus employees. And I've done two land record audits, one in Williamson County, Texas, and one in Osceola County, Florida, that basically backed that up. And if you think that, oh, well, you know, you caught hell for that in both ends. Oh, yeah, I did. But you know what? Like you've heard the old saying, you know you're over the target if you start to catch flack. And the thing is I've had attorneys ever since these reports came out. I've had attorneys calling me and saying, hey, Dave Krieger, guess what? We read your report and I got the same situation going on here. I'm seeing the same stuff you talk about in your audit, in your forensic documents. I see the same thing. I said, yeah, I probably have looked at well over 10,000 documents in my career. And I get called into court on occasion to sit there and look at documents because in about 20 seconds, I can tell you what's wrong with it just by looking at it. And these are all documents out of the public record that should not even be there. There was a recent case that just came up in Ohio where a criminal conviction is happening against a woman named Brown that decided that she was going to put a dummy warranty deed in the land records and then super quiet title and got caught. And they said, you know what? This whole thing was nothing but a charade, a scam, a sham. And that does not preclude the fact that she recorded something in the land records she knew to be false. And that is a felony. So she's facing jail time. The state of Ohio is going to deal with her. This is what they're doing. There's a lot of this stuff going on out there right now where people are filing warranty deeds and forging signatures of the current owner, which is why, you know, I basically tell people, look, you need to go into the land records in the county you're in, and you need to look at your documents to make sure that nobody's filed any extemporaneous crap in there trying to steal your house. I keep telling people you need to do this because this is becoming very commonplace these days, and you don't want to be a victim. It's happening in Florida a lot. I get constant calls about, could you hook me up with a realtor? Because I have a consultant agency in Florida, and I'm constantly getting emails from investors who claim they own the property, and realtors telling me, no, they don't. They don't own this. They're giving you all the names and addresses to make it look like they own the property because its absentee owner's not there to contest it. Next thing you know, they come to Florida and find out their property's been sold, and somebody else pocketed the money. All because of a scam. And it's happening a lot in these areas. So, you know, that's a warning. And despite the war going on in Ukraine, the country itself is diving headlong into technocracy. They're pushing digital, reducing 60% of officials, large-scale privatization and outsourcing of government functions, digital transformation. It's happening in Ukraine. Their highly sophisticated digital ID, DIA, is used to grant the public access to most government services online. It's got 9 digital credentials, the ID card, the identity provider certificate for network access, birth certificate, passport, driving license, TAC number, student card, vehicle registration certificate, all digitized. They got you. You people are going to sweat bullets, and I suggest every American pay very close attention to what's going on over there. And if you know anyone who is Ukrainian, best you ask them what's going on over there. China, by the way, is the Pied Piper of global technocracy, according to Technocracy News. That would be Patrick Wood, folks. We've had him on the show multiple times. Most of the Western world's no longer in lockdown, but guess what's going on in China? Guess what's behind door number three? Yeah, the rest of the world lives with COVID. People in Chinese cities are still subject to dystopian levels of control and surveillance. Imagine, if you will, submitted for your approval. Yeah. You know, mainstream explanations gone to the wayside. This is a bioweapon. And if you're not doing something with your health, you could. This is another reason to shop at the Power Mall, folks. I'm not messing around here. I don't mind telling you. People are like, Dave, why are you telling everybody what you're doing? Well, because, you know, leadership by example. If you're going to stand out and you're going to explain things to people and you're going to say, look, I take 12 milligrams of ivermectin every other day as a prophylactic. And you know what? I got a story coming up tomorrow where the FDA actually is coming out with articles that say ivermectin doesn't do anything to control COVID. Yet all the articles that they make reference to in their claim all say that ivermectin does prevent COVID. These people are total morons, and they're an agency that basically, anytime it feels like it, they can attack anybody they want. They can call up medical boards and put doctors out of business. Doctors are being sued for billions of dollars. I mean, this is just nuts what's going on right now. They're being targeted because they're speaking the truth, and Americans are waking up. I don't know that they're waking up fast enough. They really need to wake up fast. The UN, by the way, is demanding, are you ready for this? Here's the funny of the day. They are demanding Israel surrender its nuclear arsenal. Get rid of all your nuclear weapons and place its nuclear sites under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Okay. Huh, but I got to tell you these things. Okay, all you Jewish people out there that support Israel, those Israeli sympathizers, you ready to give them the big raspberry? Yeah, there you go, UN. That's what we think about you. Up yours. Get out of New York. Somebody needs to just, you know, you want to cancel culture? Get rid of the UN. Call your congressman and tell him, get rid of the UN. These people are dangerous. And they're going to take over our country. And next thing you know, you're going to see powder blue helmets in the streets. Oh, now they're going Krieger. You're crazy. Ah. See, when you don't have a military because it's been decimated, look what they're doing. 40,000 of them left the service because they refused to get the jab. I think they were the smart ones, because the ones that went in to get a flu shot and found out they were getting a COVID jab, well, their lifespan has been shortened. And see, those who got it to save their ass and save their job are going to come to regret it. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my son who did that, because one of them did. The rest of them did not. My daughter's and youngest daughter's a nurse. Yep, that's the one I'm fond of because I delivered her at home myself. I was the attending physician. Classic textbook delivery, 8-pound, 8-ounce girl. But she became a nurse, and she's not giving the jab, and she's not taking the jab. She knows better. She's seen all this stuff. She's done the research. Now, if I've got people in my own family that understand the consequences of this, and you have people in your family, I know there are people out here who call this show that are very, very frustrated with family members that are in denial. Yep. So, you know, the UN is pushing this. Digital passports, so is the G20. Digital passports, digital everything. Vaccine passports, can't travel anywhere unless you can prove you had the jab. Meanwhile, China's Gestapo-like agency is under scrutiny after the death of its founder. And, of course, who's doing all the protesting? Falun Gong. The big story about that. It's called the 610 office. Been in existence since 99. Oh, by the way, they found two more secret CCP police stations in Los Angeles. Did you know? Now you do. Wonder what they're going to do about it. Maybe wink and blink and a nod should do something about it, but I don't think they will. These stations are set up to protect the Chinese-American constituents and the nation's sovereignty from foreign encroachment, right? I mean, that is what the Attorney General and the Secretary of State are supposed to be doing, but they're not. It's letting these people get away with it. Iran has carried out the first execution over protests. Mohsen Shakari was hanged yesterday morning after being found guilty by a revolutionary court of enmity against God, according to state media, accused of being a rioter who blocked a main road in Tehran in September and wounded a member of a paramilitary force with a machete. So they hung him. So you got to love that. By the way, now we have an article out. Bill Gates is the most dangerous philanthropist in modern history. Are you surprised? His answers to problems of the world are consistently focused on building corporate profits through toxic means, be it chemical agriculture, genetically modified organisms, pharmaceutical drugs, and, of course, vaccines. And he's used charity as a way to gain tremendous political power because everybody loves charity. Yeah. You know, I was in that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Don't you remember that? And then I went on to do the Clary House snacks commercials. Yeah. Thank you for that, Jimmy Stewart. The true beneficiaries of Gates' philanthropic endeavors tend to be those who are already rich behind comprehension, including Gates' own charitable foundation, which, of course, he gives a lot to. And wait till you find out what Biden did, giving $200 million to a Texas-based company whose primary business is done in China, making batteries. $200 million grant. That means it came right out of we the people's tax dollars and went right through Texas over to China. Yep. Oh, boy. Just makes you want to pick up a bowl of lo mein or egg foo young and toss it against the wall, doesn't it? By the way, we've got a video that we're going to be sharing in our email blast about the Supreme Court. You remember me talking about the Brunson versus Adams case about overturning the 2020 election? Pro se litigant? Yeah, I talked about it yesterday in the show. We're going to see whether that even sticks. It's a writ of certiorari, which means the Supreme Court has to decide whether they want to accept it or not, and they may not. Anyway, we'll have more news at the bottom of next hour. But in the meantime, Paul Davis joins us after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
After the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, December 8, 2022, Dave Krieger with you. And of course, as I have told you before, I'm a local coordinator for the Texit movement. That's the Texas Nationalist Movement. And see, the thing is we're being attacked as well. So if you think that, you know, a political group, and we're like the third largest political party in the state of Texas, if you think that we can't be subject to censorship, think again. As a matter of fact, every Facebook user out there that is connected with the TNM tries to put texitnow.org in their posts to make people aware of it. And Facebook is literally censoring them and making insolent references to us as being acquainted with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which we're not. All we're trying to do is get a vote on the ballot in a referendum next November for the voters of the state of Texas to decide whether they want to become a republic again. That is it. We are not trying to overthrow the United States government. And see, the thing is now we've had to ramp up against Facebook because they basically drew a line in the sand with Texit and basically told us to go piss up a drain pipe, as my late father would say. So we're talking to Paul Davis, And I told you about him in the first hour of the show. He's a Texas lawyer who was fired because somebody basically, swatted him online and posted crap about him and got him in trouble and got him fired wrongfully. It looks like from Goosehead Insurance. They are a bunch of gooseheads over there. They don't know what they just let loose of because we just uncanceled him. He's the attorney representing the Texas nationalist movement. And he's here to talk about the class action censorship lawsuit against Facebook. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
And you have a website, Fired Up Texas Lawyer, but Texas is TX. So firedupTXlawyer.com is the website. And now, have you been censored in any way, shape, or form since you took this case on, Paul?
Well, it's hard to say since the case. I mean, the censorship is ongoing on my accounts, and it's pretty outrageous. And I really appreciate what you said about uncanceling me, which is funny because I have my own podcast called Paul Davis Uncanceled.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
That can. Yeah. So, that is the whole idea. I got canceled, and you know what? They can't cancel me anymore. I'm uncanceled. I've been uncanceled by God, and He has a mission for me, and part of it is representing TNM and fighting this whole censorship thing. But to answer your question, I got kicked off TikTok. I had built a fairly large platform. I mean, for me, I had 170,000 followers, and then I got another, I think, 18,000 on Instagram, but of course they just shadow banned the crap out of me. I mean, it's so frustrating. So I have actually brought my own personal lawsuit against TikTok and Meta platforms, Instagram and Facebook, and it's similar to the TNM lawsuit. And it's actually part of that was strategic because I figured, I would get some intelligence by filing my own lawsuit to kind of figure out what they were going to do. So we already knew they were going to remove it to federal court.
Well, and that's the interesting thing because TikTok is everybody's pointing a finger at the CCP. They're basically running the show, and it's really funny because people who are on TikTok, and it's like family members are like, "Look, kiddo, you're looking at your kid. Your kids love TikTok," and it's like, "Do you understand you're being surveilled?" And it,
right.
Huh?
Yeah.
The kids are totally clueless. Most of them are anyway. I know of a few that actually are awake and aware and understand what's going on. Yep. But I mean, these Gen Zs, man, they're in real trouble if they're going to rely on this. But the thing is that you have a point, and being a paralegal and seeing what you're doing, I get excited when I get to talk to lawyers. I really do, because I go to trial and I work on phony documents filed in the land records. That's mostly what I do is real property law and consumer law. And so when I see stuff like this, I get really excited. My attorney in California, I work with Al West. He always, every time he sees a case like this, he says, "I get wood." And I'm like, okay, I know you're excited about this, Al. The thing is right. that there are certain things that he just absolutely can't get enough. And that's why, we were in class teaching a class together in Las Vegas. And he said he has a PI joke for personal injury lawyers. He goes, "What do you call a physician in a suit, a defendant?" And of course, the whole class just exploded in laughter. I mean, this is the way the guy is. When they're going to sleep, he jumps up, jumps behind a chair and starts humping it and yelling, "All the way to Cleveland, baby." So this is the thing. Obviously, we can't do that in court.
Right.
You have to respect the tribunal. It's his temple. He's going to play God for 15 minutes. But the thing is, I find it hysterical, but very smart that you actually filed your own, because you're going to see as these events unfold what they're going to come back at you with. And the beauty of it is you're only suing. Are you only suing Facebook itself? Meta, I guess, is what it is, a.k.a. Facebook. I mean, is that the only defendant in this case?
So in the TNM case, yes, it's Meta Platforms, and it's for Facebook censorship. My personal case is against TikTok and Meta for censoring me on – I mean, my case is actually substantially more complex than TNM's case because, I got booted – I'm suing them for kicking me off Facebook and Instagram, my original accounts, for shadow banning me on – currently shadow banning me on Instagram and Facebook and – for kicking me off TikTok. They kicked me off three different accounts. And I mean, to your point, yes, I understand that the surveillance issue with TikTok. The problem for me is I got to run a business, and having 170,000 people watching your content is quite helpful for getting the word out. So it's kind of a lesser of two evil things, I guess.
It is. And the thing is, though, is that, you know, we knew that they were going to remove it to federal court because obviously you mm-hmm. have a citizen of one state and a person of one state and a person in another. That's diversity jurisdiction, because obviously there is some punitive issues here that I think need to be addressed because of not just the Texas Constitution. And see, the thing is they read this, but the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights clearly prohibits censoring speech. And so, right. you know, yes. I would think that's your hinge pin in just about every aspect of both cases that are pending right now.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you brought up the diversity issue. I actually think that's the weakest of their arguments for removal. So that was when I filed my lawsuit, that was the first thing they hit me with, was they removed based on diversity. Well, I wrote a brief showing why it wasn't proper to remove on diversity, because the amount you have to not only have complete diversity of citizenship, the parties have to live in different states. They have that, but you have to have $25,000 worth in controversy. And they were trying to say that, well, because I'm seeking attorney's fees, that's going to amount to more than $75,000. And I pointed out, well, you know, my billing rate, I guess for myself, I'm not even really billing myself, but you know, my standard billing rate is $250 an hour. So that means I would have to spend 300 hours on this case, which I'm not willing to do. So there's no way I'm seeking more than $75,000 for my own case. And they had some other arguments that weren't very good that I found case law that soundly defeated those arguments. So I filed my motion to remand. Then they came back with, oh, but there's federal question jurisdiction. So that's what I'm researching right now. And they did. So we were expecting that in the T&M lawsuit, which they did. But they have raised, so Meta has raised the diversity jurisdiction issue, which I just discussed. They have raised the federal question issue. And what they're saying is, it's kind of ridiculous, because you brought up, you know, the First Amendment and the censorship and all that. So the platforms assert that they have a First Amendment right to censorship, which is preposterous. And the Fifth Circuit has said it is. You know, there's Net Choice versus Paxton very strongly and said, the platform are trying to turn on its head. The First Amendment was obviously intended to protect an individual's right to free speech, and the platforms are saying the First Amendment was meant to give corporations, private corporations, a right to censor people, which, you know, that's ridiculous. So the Fifth Circuit has shot that one down. It is going up to the Supreme Court, so they're trying to say that's a federal question. This is a disputed issue of federal law. They're also saying, you know, Section 230, which I'm sure you probably know what that is, is implicated. But the Fifth Circuit says it's not. You know, the Fifth Circuit said Section 230 was intended to protect social media platforms from being sued for defamation. That's not what the Texas law is. It doesn't even provide for damages. It just seeks to protect people's right to speak freely online. With injunctive relief, you can't even sue them for damages. You do get attorney's fees. And so the Fifth Circuit says Section 230 is not applicable. So, you know, we're just going to argue, you know, for federal question jurisdiction, just because there is a federal question involved, if your claim is based in state law, which it is, you know, it has to be a substantial federal question that is actually disputed, and, you know, it has to comport with Congress's, you know, the way Congress has intended for this law to be balanced between state and federal court, basically. And this is a state law cause of action, and Congress has not made any kind of law that would, you know, suggest that this must be litigated in federal court. So I think we have a pretty good argument for, you know, getting it back to state court on the federal question as well as the diversity jurisdiction.
But the thing is, now there's two little issues that are kind of like side issues with me, but I've noticed that a lot of these things hinge on the fact that Facebook may have taken federal money. Did you ever get into that at all?
So that's an interesting question, because I've told in my personal lawsuit, I haven't really been communicating much with Meta. They've kind of been just sitting in the background on that case. TikTok's been leading the defense charge. I've really only been talking to their attorneys about it. And they asked me, because I have a pending motion to remand based on the diversity issue, but then they have filed an amended notice of removal that raised the federal question issue. So now I have to amend my motion to remand to address the federal question. And they're asking me, well, when are you going to file it? Because we have we technically have a deadline to respond to your first motion. And, will you just withdraw that and agree to an extension of the deadline and all this stuff? I'm just like, no. I was like, I'm going to file it by the end of this week, hopefully. I mean, it is a lot of work. And then I said, to your point, I said, look, right now, my only cause of action and also TNM's only cause of action is a state law claim that gives us injunctive relief and attorney's fees. Like, if you really want to keep this in federal court, let's say that I am not successful in remanding the case to state court, and you're fighting tooth and nail to keep this in federal court, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to sue you for colluding with the federal government to deprive me of my First Amendment rights, and I'm going to ask for a large amount of damages, because this has been extremely to be silenced as a creator who works as hard as I do to put out good content on social media, just to have your account shut down, to have it shadow banned, it's very upsetting. And I should get substantial damages for that. So,
well, and here's the thing. Here's the thing, Paul. I mean, you just brought it up, but I'm looking at, if they're going to deprive you of this stuff and then they want to keep it in federal court, it's like, wait a minute. Now, see, we have multiple actors involved in this. So we're looking at 42 USC 1985 as a potential. Is that where we're going with this? It's a civil rights violation. That's with multiple one. Actors.
Yeah, I would say 1983 is the one that I would look at. I think 1985 is the it's a conspiracy element, but
right.
I can't remember the technical difference between those two. But 1983, I think, is the
Well, that's the individual
one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first. Yeah, that's the first line of defense is the 83. So we recognize that. But I just think you have all of these little cards. And see, folks, this is the thing about the federal system. For those of you who think that you need to go to federal court, there are reasons for it. Like, if you're filing an FCRA or FDCPA suit, you're going to end up in federal court unless you specifically file under the State Debt Collection Act and you keep it there. And there is an in-state actor. If you have an out-of-state actor and you're bringing anything up, they're going to claim diversity. They're doing the same things that they're doing to Paul Davis, the attorney, litigating on his own behalf against TikTok and Instagram, as well as, what's happening with and Facebook and what's happening with the TNM and Facebook. Because Facebook literally, or Meta, has gone out, and every time, I mean, it's like they're watching Texit, trying to censor it to keep the word from getting out. And all we're trying to do is connect with people who agree with us. We're not trying to convince anybody to vote for Texas independence. We are looking for people that agree already with us in part and just saying, look, we're trying to get it on the ballot. Call your congressperson, your state rep, your state senator, and tell them we want you to support this bill. Put your name on it. Vote for it. Make sure it gets out of committee. Make sure it gets on the referendum ballot. That's all we're trying to do. Let the people decide. Open the floodgates and put it on the ballot and in November of 2023 and let Texas voters decide if they want independence. Right now, we've got polls out there done by our opponents that are saying, 66% of the voters already said that they would vote in favor of independence if it was put on the ballot. And it's like, I think it scared the hell out of them. So, and this is why all of a sudden, this is why you're seeing the pushback. So, I'm just kind of wondering, how will the government be any better after Texas? I can think of about a dozen reasons right now, but they've got a fact sheet on TNM.org that you can actually go to if you have, this fact sheet is like huge. They're answering like 40 questions that most people have. Like, what about my Social Security? And what about, all this other stuff? What about our military? I mean, everybody's got an argument. Project Peer comes out and they try to beat us up. This is just a precursor, folks, what's going on with Paul and TNM. This is just a precursor of what we're looking forward to in Texas as this thing ramps up and the legislature convenes in January to start putting bills and referendum issues on the ballot and getting stuff geared up for the November elections, because the off years in Texas, since we're bicameral legislature, are all that way. So, you know, you vote in the odd year for bills and things affecting, you know, rights and whatnot, not for candidates. So you see the TNM right now. What's your timetable as far as response, Paul?
I'm going to try to file something by next week. You know, I'm moving as fast as I can. I have, you know, I'm a very small law firm. So it's me and I have one full-time associate attorney who, you know, he's a great guy, but he's unfortunately kind of green on civil litigation. So I'm having to do a lot of training. I got, you know, a part-time paralegal, a full-time paralegal, a couple other part-time kind of contract attorneys that can do research. But just right now, I don't have anybody that can really, you know, is a really experienced civil litigator. So it's just, you know, I will respond as quickly as I can with all my constraints, but I'm planning to, I'm thinking mid to early next week. We'll probably, maybe by end of next week, because I would probably file it sooner, but there's a third issue, which is they're trying to remove based on something called the Class Action Fairness Act.
CAFA.
And yeah. I had read a little bit about that before I filed the lawsuit. We kind of assumed they were going to remove it to federal court and we would battle them on that, but figured it'd be better just to wait and see what they say and then kind of research it based on what they're trying to actually argue. So I'm going to be sinking my teeth into CAFA and seeing if we have a good faith basis to remove, you know, to remand to state court. And, you know, maybe we don't. I haven't looked at that issue exhaustively.
How many cases do you want? I've got a whole file full of them.
Full of what, of social media censorship cases?
No, of CAFA cases. See, the thing is I do all this research having to do with property law, and in a lot of instances, Paul, a lot of these people, when they file class action lawsuits, CAFA immediately comes into play. It's one of the first things they attack, and the primary consensus in all my research has shown that in CAFA, all of the aggrieved have to be on the same playing field with the same claim. And a lot of them, they're all different. They're bouncing all over the place. And a lot of different people, I've seen class actions and foreclosures. And they're saying, well, wait a minute, your case is different because the circumstances are different. In this particular case with TNM, they were censored every time they posted texitnow.org. That's their commonality. This is what this is how the class actions are actually being upheld, because they're all on the same playing field. And if you'd like, I'd be happy to send you every single CAFA case I've got on file right now, because I've already done all the research, if it'll save you any time. Free of charge.
Oh, yeah, no, send me that. Please send me that. That'd be great. Because, all I'm going to do is just read the federal practice manuals. I have several that are really good, and they do a good job of explaining all these issues. Sure. But, yeah, I would love to get that.
Yeah, but,
research.
I mean, you need case law, and I've got tons of it. So I will bounce into my litigation file and see what I've got on CAFA and send it over. I can get to you through your website, right?
Yeah. No, you can just email me, I think you have my email.
I don't know. I'll get it off the air. Anyway, because we don't want everybody and their brother emailing you. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it might be more business than you want to handle right now. Yeah, I know you do.
I literally have to pay somebody to manage my email. I get so many.
Oh, no. You see, is the thing. This is the thing. And the reason I asked Paul about the number of defendants is that here's the thing. When you go to law school, and attorneys do this, they teach this crap in law school. People go in, these attorneys get brainwashed into thinking with a spaghetti noodle theory. Look, we'll file 20-count complaint, and we'll see which one sticks. And the thing is, it's called the shotgun approach, and it's one of the worst things. I like to use the rifle approach, which is why Al West and I wrote the Quiet Title War Manual. It's got a picture of a sniper on the front, because we use a very target-specific approach on the entire event when we're talking about quiet title actions and stuff like that. So we go into detail on a sniper approach, and the thing is, Paul, you're on the right track, because you've only basically got one or two causes of action. I mean, even Clarence Darrow said, find your three best causes of action and run them up the flagpole, baby. You're going to win with one of them. So, you know, that's all we can hope is that, you know, this is going to work for you and that you're doing everything right. So far as I can see from a paralegal standpoint, I guess it's the IMHO, my humble opinion. But, you know, since I'm a non-lawyer and I'm not fee splitting with you, I can say anything I want. So
right.
I understand my position in this whole equation. I appreciate your taking the valiant challenge on behalf of TNM and running this thing home, because this affects everybody, folks. And the more defendants you sue in court, the higher your litigation costs are. Remember that, because everybody wants to sue everybody for every little thing, especially in foreclosure. They want to sue MERS. They want to sue the bank. They want to sue the servicer. And each one of these things, see, because you only have Meta involved in this thing, Meta is going to respond, and you're just answering one single response. Imagine suing 20 defendants and having 20 different answers hit you in the face that you have to respond to, and you're a little guy like Paul. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, folks. It doesn't make any sense. It screws up the cost of the litigation. When it goes to federal court, your litigation cost just went up times 10. So I don't know how else to explain it to you, folks, but let the attorney tell you right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I learned that. I learned that lesson the hard way right after, you know, I got fired for protesting on January 6th, as I'm sure a lot of folks listening know. And you know, I started working on this election lawsuit, and we sued a lot of public officials, a lot more than I'm embarrassed to admit how many people we actually sued. But you know, I was promised by this guy who I was working with. It's a long story, but I was promised all the resources and attorneys that I needed, and so. But I recognized very quickly. I mean, yeah, you have to, if you're going to go to war, you know, in lawfare. I mean, you got to have the resources, and so that's why I've kept. You know, I discussed some other, you know, some other possible causes of action with TNM, and I was like, let's keep this narrow. You know, let's not open this up to too much. Let's just keep it narrow so we can focus and then focus our resources where they need to be focused. You know?
Well, we appreciate that, Paul Davis. We're out of time for this break, and good luck. We'll have you back on the show soon. Take care. God bless you all the work you do. Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back at the top of the hour with Carl Schramm after the break. Stay with us.
Allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.